And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. For those of you loyal listeners who are looking forward to the Riley County Historical Museum today, usually they're on the third Monday. They'll be heard next Monday, as, of course, today is President's Day. The museum not open today. So we'll be joined by Cheryl Collins next Monday here on In Focus. Today we've got a good program lined up for you, though. We're going to start things off with the Manhattan Public Library, which is also closed today here. They've got some stuff they're working on internally there. We've got a couple of folks in studio, though. Maddie Ogle, Public Relations Coordinator in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
And Carrie Mills, who is the chair of the upcoming book sale.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And so there's a little tease there of what we're going to talk about here today. The annual book sale is coming up next week.
Yes, it is. It's fastly approaching. And, you know, this is something that it truly is a full year of work, especially through our volunteers. We have book sorters constantly sorting through books and keeping them back for the book sale. And then we have months on months, and Carrie can kind of attest to this, that we spend a lot of time just prepping and really trying to figure out how to make this work best for everyone and to really get the message out there. So, yeah, I invite everyone to come out. You know, you can get really great deals.
All right. It kicks off next Friday, February 28th, and that is for MLA members only, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So Friday evening, the 28th, it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And all you have to do to become an MLA member is you can pay an individual membership. So that's $10, very low price. And it's $15 for a family membership. And those can be purchased all the way up to the book sale, and even Friday night at the door, you can purchase those memberships. So that's a nice advantage. If you pay your membership, you get the first look at all the books on Friday evening. So that's a lot of fun. But if you are not an MLA member, of course, you can come out Saturday morning. We open up at 10 o'clock on Saturday till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you want some good bargains, you can also come out Sunday afternoon on March 1st from 1 to 3:30. All the books that are left are discounted on Sunday afternoon.
All right. And so this is, we were talking before the program, I was asking how fundraiser this is. Last year it raised more than $11,000, really?
Yes, yes. And that's the crazy thing is when I first started here several years ago, I came right on the month before the book sale, and it was a wild time. I learned a lot of things really quick. But when we got done, seeing that it was even just over a few thousand dollars, I was shocked by that. But it truly is a big deal for the library because if you think about this, it's technically our community that is going out there. They're being able to purchase special books, CDs, movies, different things like that for a very discounted price. But then that money that is raised is all given back to the library to go back into serving our community for like the summer reading program or different marketing or other library programs. And so it's really cool because it's this whole big circle of seeing the community to give to the library in this way through the book sale and then us coming back and saying thank you for supporting us, let us continue to put on programs.
And programming is a big hit at the library with a lot of different things for children, for adults, for senior citizens. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff out there.
Yes, we have some fantastic programmers. They are also, I'll plug this in, but we recently got all of our programs for the summer reading officially planned. So that is going to come very quick here in May. But I would just say, yeah, we try to really engage everyone and try and involve as many hobbies that we can. And so if there's something that you recommend, definitely reach out to us. But yeah, we have some fantastic team members that really do strive to make it a place that our programs aren't just library programs. They're free for people in the community that you'll see anything from craft nights all the way to book clubs. And then you get special events like this where it's, you know, even kids that have they do chores or something and they get some chore money, they can bring that little bit of money and they might be able to find a book or two and not even spend that much. So,
right, some of the money used on furniture as well there, and that, and I know that stuff gets utilized quite a bit.
Yes, yes, and an example of that is kind of, you know, you look at our recent second floor remodels in the last year or so, and you look at the teen zone and our new two study rooms, and you just look at the different things that come into a space and make it really feel like that homey place where people can walk in and find their area or find that one chair. And so truly the money that is raised is put to good use, and we would hope that the community could see that.
Yeah. Well, my kids love going to the library. And it's such a nice facility as well. It's, well put together there, and we're lucky to have it here in Manhattan. Let's talk a little bit about what people can see and shop for here when they come out next week.
Well, there's, we call it a book sale, but there are all kinds of things besides books as well. Of course, books is the majority of what we will have. We'll have books in all kinds of genres. So whatever books you like to read, we should have something for you. Sci-fi, fantasy, historical fiction, realistic, romance. We also have tons of nonfiction books as well. We usually have a big cookbook section for any of you cookbook fans, but we have all kinds of history, crafts, religious, all kinds of nonfiction books. And then, of course, we have vinyls, and we have CDs, DVDs. I found some great DVDs last year. So if any of you guys are Lost fans, I found the whole entire series of Lost on DVD last year. And now my kids are also Lost fans as well. So you never know what you can find. There's all kinds of good stuff at the sale. So yeah, I'd encourage you to come out and give it a try. Also, nothing is very expensive. Items as low as 50 cents and $4 is the most expensive item at the sale. So you can find some really good bargains and stock up. You could have your reading for the whole entire year finished in one day, pretty much.
And you can load up. I love that you have vinyl there. Sometimes this is a good opportunity if you're a vinyl collector, maybe find that old record that you've been looking for quite some time. Maybe it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes some hunting around a little bit to find what you're looking for, but we do try to keep things pretty organized. Everything is up on table, so it's easy to look through. You're not hunched over on the floor trying to look at things. So we try to make it as relatively easy as possible to find the items that you might be looking for.
Very good. Let's take a quick time out. We're going to talk about kind of the volunteer aspect of this whole thing coming up following the break. Stay tuned. More on the library here on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.